He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back inside AHN Arena here at Peters Township High School. This morning, we have the consolation round of the WPIL 2A Team Wrestling Championships. Winner takes third place and earns a berth into the state team tournament. The matchup here in the consolation will feature the Mount Pleasant Vikings versus the Quaker Valley Quakers. This production of the WJPA Sports Network is presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By the Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Jason Tennant with you. Bobby Fox joining me for this consolation round. The NFHS Network providing the video for you. We'll have the audio on that. And, of course, our live audio is available online at WJPA.com. Bobby, we just witnessed the Quaker Valley Quakers losing to Burl. We'll see a Mount Pleasant team now that really got beat rather handily by Burgettstown in the opening round. And here they are in the consolation round, wrestling for third place. That's one part of it. But really what they're wrestling for is to keep their season alive and advance into the state team tournament.
Yeah, Quaker Valley falling 44-17 to Burl. Burl, the 2 seed. Burgettstown dropping Mount Pleasant 56-15. But, Jason, the big story for Mount Pleasant is it looks like three forfeits that they are going to be forced into. Now, Quaker Valley took one last match, so we'll see if how that all kind of shakes up, because we also saw some unexpected shifting in the lineups in that Quaker Valley versus Burl match. More about gamesmanship and strategy than anything. But Mount Pleasant doesn't have that option. If I counted right, I believe the Vikes only bring 11 wrestlers.
That is correct.
Into this match, and that puts them seriously behind the eight ball. We'll see what, if anything, they can do against Quaker Valley.
Best case scenario, they could wrestle. Yeah, they could fill all but two weights.
Okay.
By bumping up 107 and 114. There's nothing they can do. Those are forfeits. Those will be forfeits to Quaker Valley. They have the capability to move around to fill the other two should they choose. But I believe they forfeited three. And I believe that the word was they were going to forfeit three heading into the semifinal round. So we'll see if that holds true or they change things up a little bit as they get set to take on Quaker Valley. Let's go ahead and step aside. We'll bring you back here. The action about to start here from Peters Township's AHN Arena. This is the WJPA Sports Network, and it is presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Getting set for action here. We'll begin at 215 pounds. Bobby Fox will have the call here. We'll see what they see if we can get the brackets updated here and get you the matchup here.
So at 215, looks like it's going to be Matthew Mazowiecki.
Well, it has to be.
Exactly.
For Mount Pleasant, that's the only choice.
Makes that process a lot easier.
It's Aris Haniotis for Quaker Valley.
Yep. We are underway. Haniotis quickly on a single. Front leg trip on Mazowiecki's. And Aris Haniotis takes a 2-0 lead. Haniotis was pinned by Luke Boylan of Burl in his first action of the day. And they're going short first periods here in consolation. We've
really?
Seen this in individuals. I don't think I've ever seen it in teams.
I wonder why you do that.
So
it's still a dual meet.
Right. Unless that took a lot longer than I thought. So don't quote me on that yet. But Haniotis looking for the quick fall here. He's got a bar and a half working here on Mazowiecki, and there's the fall. It's 42 seconds showing on the clock, so we'll say it's 42, maybe 142. We'll be back with heavyweights coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Well, Chase Kretzler of Quaker Valley's got a tall task ahead of him. Dylan Pitzer, the star heavyweight of Mount Pleasant, trying to get the Vikings back in this thing. As Quaker Valley's got the early 6-0 lead. Pitzer, of course, the younger brother of Dayton Pitzer, the starting heavyweight and multi-time state champion. Dayton Pitzer at Pitt. Dylan Pitzer's got a cradle locked. He's got 24 seconds to go. We did confirm it is a shortened first period here in consolation, so you might not have to listen to us very long.
That's for sure. There's going to be forfeits and everything. So
forfeits.
This could be over in a hurry.
1 minute first periods down to 10 seconds. Pitzer still trying to finish off this cradle. He sinks it back, boys. He has got Kretzler up high on this cradle, and there it is. He's going to get it with 1 second left.
It's a 59-second fall.
Correct.
For Pitzer.
So we will be back with... should be 121 pounders.
Right.
This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, we have got three forfeits going to Quaker Valley. Bruce Anderchuk, 107. Isaac McCaglia, 114. Grant Castaldo, 121 pounds. It is 24-6 in favor of the Quakers right out there. Wow, let me try that again. Out there now, 127 pounds, Tristan Watorkovitz for Mount Pleasant. And Owen Parnell for Quaker Valley. And right now it is Watorkovitz with a takedown and the lead 2-0. So Jason Tennant alongside me. I am Bobby Fox. And Jason, we got a lot of math to take care of.
Yeah, I was a little surprised we saw three straight forfeits. I knew we were going to see the two. A little surprised they didn't wrestle. They have a guy weighed in at 121. Mount Pleasant
right.
does. And it's not like they were bumping him up for the 127-pound
mount.
They just didn't use Lowen Springer. And to me, that never makes – unless there's an injury or something. Could be something behind the scenes we don't know. But if you've got a guy weighed in, at least throw him out there and tell him not to – just stay off his back.
Give him a shot.
Save you some bonus points potentially. But we don't know the story, but nonetheless, we're here at 127 pounds, and it's already 24-6.
We're in the second period, 4-2 lead for Watorkiewicz. And he's going to pick up another takedown, go up 6-2, as the Vikings try to cut into this 24-6 advantage, as it's certainly not crunch time yet, but you get into that sort of a hole, you got to start winning. Watorkiewicz is off to a good start with this 6-2 lead. Now look for a near side cradle. Couldn't quite slap it on Owen Parnell. Parnell was defeated in his last match by Julian Bertuzzi by fall in 25 seconds from Burrow. Bertuzzi was named the outstanding wrestler by us in that match. It's going to let Parnell up. Watorkiewicz underhook on the near side. Parnell trying to fight out of it. Watorkiewicz trying to reach through on a high crotch. Instead, he'll drop to a low ankle single. And he'll go up 8-3. The cheering you hear is from the Burrow fans. As Watorkiewicz works up on top 8-3. And out of bounds they go. 57 seconds to go in the second period. Restart. Torkowitz rolls right with Parnell. Now 2-on-1 underneath by Torkowitz. Working for that right wrist control as they disappear behind the score clock. Here on the, we're going to call this the tiny mat. A 3 lead for Tristan Watorkiewicz of Mount Pleasant, where 127 pounds is already our sixth bout here in the third-place match. The championship match just finished their first at 215 pounds. And Watorkiewicz kind of just gets bucked off by Parnell, and it's 8-4, 9 seconds to go as Parnell bulls Watorkiewicz right off the mat. Down to six, late shot by Parnell. Able to switch off to a double, but he's going to run out of time, and Watorkiewicz will take the 8-4 lead to the third period. Mount Pleasant in their red, white, and blue red, white, and blue singlets. Quaker Valley singlets dominated by black, white Quaker Valley across the chest. The QV logo on the back. They've got that Penn State belt around the waist. 8-4 lead as we start the third period. Wotorkiewicz chooses down, comes to his feet. Parnell slides him back down. Locked hands called on Parnell. As they've come to their feet, Parnell drops down to a single. But Wotorkiewicz, if he can free that leg, should be able to swing around and pick up a reversal along with that. They are just going to give him the reversal, 10-4. They are. There's the locked hands point, and it's 11-4. And now Wotorkiewicz can start thinking bonus points here in the third period with an 11-4 lead, 1:18 remaining in the third period. Roll try by Parnell. He is going to catch a single leg as he does, but Wotorkiewicz comes out to the side, reaches back for an ankle. You're not going to hear a whole lot of Jason Tennant right now as he is running. He's sort of engineering for two operations here. 55 seconds to go, third period. Parnell in on a single leg. Wotorkiewicz going up over top, grabbing the ankle. 48 seconds. Stalemate called, and we'll go back to center. They go neutral. It's 11-5 with Wotorkiewicz allowing Parnell to start neutral. So now he needs the takedown to claim the major. There is the takedown. Make it 13-5. He's going to let Parnell up. 13-6. Snap down on the head goes Wotorkiewicz. And now because he let him up, he's got to get this takedown in the last 20 seconds. Now Wotorkiewicz kind of barrels in, and he is going to get the takedown as he slips through between the legs. 15-6, and I think Wotorkiewicz will be happy to ride out with 10 seconds to go. So the Vikings will pick up their second win of the match, and it will cut the team score to 24-10, 15-6 major decision for Wotorkiewicz. This is the WJPA Sports WGPA Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
133 pounds, Duncan Blows of Mount Pleasant taking on Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley. And Jason, Jack Cazales, probably the marquee name in this Quaker Valley lineup.
Yeah, and we saw him do a nice, he got out to a heck of a start in his bout in the semifinals. But he ended up, you know, he had a heck of a first period. He had four takedowns, but it was Jacob Stewart who was able to kind of rally a little bit and kind of limit the damage. He still gave up a major decision, but the way it looked, because Alice was out like a house of fire with those four takedowns, and then kind of slowed down right now. He's still looking for his first takedown here.
Yeah, Duncan Blozer doing a nice job of sort of withstanding the storm, although now looking for a headlock is Cazales. Blozer will get taken down and put on his back with 10 seconds to go. Not in the headlock. Cazales trying to step over here. And right as he went to scoop the arm.
Blood on the mat.
Yep.
You can see it from here.
Big old spot on the yellow mat. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the WJBA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back to the WPIL Class 2A third place match between Quaker Valley and Mount Pleasant. Starting the second period, 6-0 lead for Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley over Duncan Blozer of Mount Pleasant.
It's just Blows, isn't it?
Is it Blows?
Yeah.
It is, I'm sorry. Duncan Blows is in the down position, being ridden by Cazales. 30 seconds into this second period. Stalemate called. 24-10 is the lead for Quaker Valley. Again, winner of this one advances to the state tournament. The loser gets ready for individual season, the individual postseason. Cazales working up on top of Blows for wrist control. Trying to pull that arm onto the back. Blows not giving it up. And now Blows able to come to his feet, try to throw a claw in. Was Cazales going to give up the escape halfway through that second period, 6-1. So back on their feet, nice low ankle by Blows, but Cazales sends the hips back and is going to get a takedown on the reshot, and this is what we saw in Cazales' first match.
So quick at getting around there. He gets the takedown and then immediately just goes for the escape or lets the escape go.
8-2 lead for Jack Cazales. 40 seconds remaining in this second period. Tried to pick the ankle. Well, did Cazales. Reshot try by Blows again. And off the mat they go. And with Blows backing up a couple of times on those shot tries and going out of bounds, thought he might get a stall call there from our official.
Yeah.
Now ankle try. Going to get to it. Cazales tries to shelf it. Now he's going for the standing cradle, and Cazales has Blows on his back.
That's tight.
13 seconds. There's the fall. It comes in 2 minutes 49 seconds for Jack Cazales. And that will make it 30-10 in favor of Quaker Valley. We'll be back, 139 pounds. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
139 pounds. It's Joseph Longai of Mount Pleasant. And I apologize if I'm butchering that. And he is taking on Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley. Single leg shot by Dana. Reshot try by Longai. And Longai close to picking up this takedown. Dana, though, at the last second comes to his feet, trying to cut the rear waist, and there's the takedown. So 2-0 lead for Longai of Mount Pleasant. And if you're the Vikes, again, you're not in a do-or-die situation, but if you could string a few wins together, that would certainly help. Six seconds to go in this abbreviated first period. And it looks like Longai is going to be able to take a 2-0 lead to the second, although at the last possible moment, they are going to award the escape to Dana. That could be big. A buzzer-beating escape. What's up, Jeff? Jeff Havelka.
Saw Jeff last night, actually.
Now the AD at Chartiers Houston, correct?
Yes, he is. That's where I was.
Despite that strong Burgettstown connection from his father. Got to know Jeff really well when he was assistant wrestling coach at Waynesburg University. Off the start of the second period, long guy riding up on top of Dana.
Got the two.
He gets the reversal.
Yeah, 4-1.
Pardon me. Reversal? Or did they go neutral? Did you see?
I think it were neutral.
Okay. So long guy up 4-1. Thirty to 10, Quaker Valley with the lead here after six weights. Escape for Dana. In his last match, Matthew Dana wrestled 145 pounds, won 7-2 over Zanella of Burrow. Front headlock slapped on by Dana, working along the right edge of what we are sure is a very small ring.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
On this mat.
It's kind of odd that they're using a much smaller mat. We got smaller mat. We got smaller first period.
Yeah, the Peters Township varsity
checking the score here.
Mat is kind of what you would expect.
Okay, so it is just 2-2.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
But
long guy was leading 2-1 coming out.
I'm going to check what they have here.
Now single leg shot by Dana. Long guy starts to climb over the top as Dana swims up through the legs. Dana trying to split the ankles. Starting to better his position and trying to start to turn in on long guy here and pick up a takedown. 26 seconds to go. And they are going to award the touch takedown to Dana as he wins that scramble. And drags long guy to the mat. 15 seconds. Remaining in the second period, escape for long guy. And a good match going on here between Matthew Dana and Joseph Long Guy. Yeah, I don't know how that score is 4-3.
Well, apparently, what was your score at the end of one?
2-1.
Because he definitely awarded two. Unless they
waived it.
Yeah.
And
which might have been the case.
Yeah. We'll go to the third. 4-3 lead for Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley over Joseph Long Guy of Mount Pleasant. Start of the third period, long guy in the down position. He trails by one. He no longer trails by one as he gets the escape, tie it up 4-4. Mount Pleasant needs a win. They trail 30-10. And with including this match, there's six weights left.
Yeah, Quaker Valley can't quite clinch it here, but my goodness, it's already a steep hill to climb for the Vikings.
Oh, go ahead.
And it would only get a lot steeper if Dana comes up with this victory for Quaker Valley.
Well, not only are they going to have to win, they're going to have to get bonus points in a lot of ways.
For sure, yes.
Long guy is going to help his case here, pick up the takedown, go up 6-4. Let's see if he can turn Dana. Got a half in on the near side. Not very tight, though, as Dana is able to, thought he was going to get to this camel stand. Chopping down on the near side arm is Long Guy. 53 seconds to go, third period. 6-4 lead for Long Guy of Mount Pleasant at 139 pounds. Nice sit-out turn-in try by Dana, and he is going to catch a leg. And now we go to a full scramble, and look out, reversal by Dana.
Wow.
He's going to put Long Guy on his back,
got
and it
two.
Looks like he got two.
He did get two.
So that should make it 8-6 Dana, although the official is still holding the two. And they're going to stop it. I think it was
potentially
a stalemate.
Oh, stalemate, okay.
We didn't really get a signal either way. So 8-6 lead for Dana. 21 seconds to go. As Jason said, this doesn't clinch it. Boy, Mount Pleasant's just about going to have to pin out, though, to pull it out, though. 12 seconds. Long guy sits. Dana just goes right with him. 6 seconds. Mount Pleasant once stalling on Dana.
Oh, headlock try there.
And he's going to win it. 8-6, big win for Matthew Dana, who goes 2-0 on the day. For Quaker Valley, it's 33-10. Quakers will be back at 145 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Well, Mount Pleasant got a little help at 145 as Quaker Valley forfeits to Jamison Pocklembo, makes it 33-16. Now 152, Jack Diemert for Quaker Valley, taking on Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. 152, so four weights left, including this one. A 17-point deficit for Mount Pleasant, so they're going to have to win each match by at least a major, if you want to look at it on average, right, and then throw a tech in there as well somewhere. Shawless is going to get the first takedown on Diemert. Diemert pulled out a 4-2 win over Ben Cthulhu of Burrell in their first match of the day for the Quakers.
Well, if Diemert wins this in any way, shape, or form, it's over. It's clinched.
Right. Because then the most points you can make up is 18 with
That's
three
right.
pins.
So Quaker Valley essentially is one victory away from clinching not only third place in the WPIL, but also a berth in the state team tournament.
Best case scenario, if Shawless can somehow get a fall here, that would cut it to an 11-point deficit over three weights. So you're still
right.
needing... If you get two decisions, you're still needing a tech fall to send it to tiebreakers.
Yeah, right. It's still a steep hill to climb, but it is not yet clinched.
Shawless, nice sit-in, turnout, comes to his feet, cuts in, gets the takedown, 4-0. I'll tell you what, Greg Shawless off to a good start early in the second period. 4-0 lead for Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant, 152 pounds, barring up Diemert. Look out. Starting to get out to the side. Diemert trying to post. And look out, going for the spin is Diemert. Shawless trying to run Diemert over.
He's close to getting him. He's getting his wipes now.
Or is it the official just...
No, he's got... Yeah,
he gets the fall on Greg Shawless. What a turn of events. With the forfeit and then the pin.
144.
Thank you.
Time of the fall.
And
Mount Pleasant's still alive.
Yep, down at 11. It's the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Well, a forfeit to Steven Pedrana of Mount Pleasant at 160 makes it 33-28. And, yeah, Jason, we kind of forgot to
include a forfeit.
Well,
that's
coming.
Well,
they didn't have to forfeit, though. If they would have...
Yeah, but don't they still have to forfeit
by the time, we said that, yeah, they ran out of bumping room. But, yeah, this thing is already decided because there is 6 points coming for Quaker Valley at 189. This will be the final bout wrestled in this match.
It's Ty Hornick of Mount Pleasant taking on Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. So it is safe to say that Quaker Valley will continue its run to a potential state title in the team tournament. As Marcus Ritchie has the early takedown, 2-0, 5 seconds to go in this abbreviated first period. And he'll take that 2-0 lead to the second. Yeah, Chase Blanchard was, pardon me, Charles Blanchard was supposed to wrestle 189 from Mount Pleasant. So the news we were told, he did not make weight. Marcus Ritchie for Quaker Valley in the last match. A 13-2 major decision over Patrick Knee of Burl. And now looking for the half is Ritchie. And he's going to claw across. Now trying to throw the boots in. 4-0 lead for Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Bobby Fox alongside me, Jason Tennant. We'll be wrapping up 2A, and then we've got some AAA to take care of too, Mr.
We
Tennant.
We do indeed. We'll have Franklin Regional and Connellsville.
Boy, the Falcons, they look really hard to beat this year, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Pride of Fayette County.
Trinity will be facing Bethel Park in the 3A semifinals.
That should be a really good match. Oh, look out, reversal here as Hornick pops out the back door. Going to make it 4-2. When we take our next break, I'd like to see how many of the contested bouts Mount Pleasant won. Because if you take the forfeits out of the equation, I wouldn't be surprised if Mount Pleasant actually outscored Quaker Valley.
Well, they won by 3 falls.
Mount Pleasant did?
Yes. And Quaker Valley, yeah. You're right. If you're just adding up the contested bouts, Mount Pleasant would have a slight edge. They have 3 falls. Oh, excuse me, no. Actually, we'd be dead even. 2 falls and a decision for both.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, Mount Pleasant had a major, so they would lead by 1 point. If you're just counting the contested bouts, you've got basically 16-15.
With this one to decide something that doesn't matter at all. 6-2 lead for Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. 10 seconds to go, second period. As Ritchie looks like he's going to take that 4-point lead to the second period. Over Ty Hornick. Hornick weighed in today at 162. So he's given up some pounds. Although I think Ritchie may have bumped up too.
Ritchie.
He did.
Yeah.
Hornick actually outweighs Ritchie. Ritchie was about 158.
Wow.
Although Ritchie right now looking to turn Hornick from that top position as we start the second period. Got a half in. Although now Hornick comes out to the side, squares. Looking for the and just muscling him over was Ritchie. Trying to bundle the elbows now and send Hornick to his back, and near fall points are coming for Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Hornick able to roll through. He's going to give up 2, and it is 8-2 in favor of Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley. Clock stops, 1:16 as the wrestlers go out of bounds. Ritchie, down to 1:08, working with this 8-2 lead. Quaker Valley with a 33-28 lead. They're going to pick up a forfeit at 189, so essentially ahead 39-28.
As Hornick comes to his feet, Ritchie throws a leg in. Down to 37 seconds. Ritchie, he's got that right leg in at a weird angle around the waist, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. It's in pretty tight, though.
Yeah, now he's slipping it back between the knees
and cradle, but couldn't get it
down around the ankle. Trying to stretch Hornick out here is Ritchie. 15 seconds to go. We know that the WPIL will be represented by Quaker Valley, Burgettstown, and Burrell at the PIAA team tournament, as Burrell and Burgettstown wrestle for the District 7 championship. Richie's going to end this match on a high note for Quaker Valley, 8-2 win. We'll see who gets the forfeit at 189. It's 36-28 now. It'll be 42-28 final score. We'll be back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskeet your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
So, receiving the forfeit at 189 for Quaker Valley was Chris Brown. Final score, 42-28. The Quakers are going on to the PIAA team tournament. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with your most outstanding wrestler of the match on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
This event, the broadcast rights to it, are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Get you a look at the rundown of how this one went. We started at 215 pounds. We began with a fall for Iris Heriotis of Quaker Valley in 42 seconds over Matthew Mazowicki. Mount Pleasant returned the favor with a 59-second fall for Dylan Pitcher at 285. Three straight forfeits for Quaker Valley. 107 went to Bruce Anderchak, 114 to Isaac McCaglia, 121 to Grant Castaldo. The lead for the Quakers was 24-6. Mount Pleasant would get a major decision from Tristan Wertukowicz, 15-6, made it 24-10. Jack Cazales answered with a fall in 249 for Quaker Valley.
followed by a Matthew Dana 8-6 decision over Joseph Longhi, and that made the score 33-10 in favor of Quaker Valley. A forfeit for Jamison Paclembo of Mount Pleasant made it 33-16, and at 152, a fall for Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant in 144 over Jack Diemert made the score 33-22. A forfeit to Stephen Prajana of Mount Pleasant at 160 pounds made it 33-28, but with a forfeit coming at 189 that we knew about, the match was already really decided. Marcus Ritchie for Quaker Valley definitely put it under wraps with an 8-2 decision to make it 36-28, and then the forfeit to Chris Brown at 189. Your final score, 42-28 in favor of Quaker Valley. We'll come back to recognize tonight's Quaker, or excuse me, what is this? It's time to recognize today's outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And we're going to go with Aris Heriotis of Quaker Valley. He was the first one right out of the gate. He got the quickest fall. It came in 42 seconds, and he just kind of got the ball rolling for Quaker Valley. I think he set the tone for the Quakers in this one with his fall over Matthew Mazowicki in 42 seconds. Again, kind of a tone setter for the Quakers, and they end up rolling to a 42-28 victory. So Aris Heriotis of Quaker Valley is our outstanding wrestler, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. That's going to do it. Quaker Valley does advance on to the state tournament. They will have to wrestle in a preliminary pigtail, if you will, in order to reach Hershey come Thursday. Obviously, the two teams that are wrestling right now, Burrell and Burgettstown, they have already locked up their spots in Hershey to begin on Thursday, just yet to decide who will be the WPL champion and who will be the runner-up. Burrell right now leading 23-9, and they are wrestling at 139 pounds. That's going to do it for this side of it on mat 2. We'll be back with the 3A action. Our match coming up, a scheduled start time is set for, I believe, is it 1 o'clock? I believe is the scheduled start time. We'll see if that holds true, as we will see the semifinal round 3A matchup, and that'll be between Franklin Regional and Connellsville, I believe 1:30. So we're figuring on a 1:30 start there. We'll see if that holds true.
Okay.
But it is Franklin Regional and Connellsville coming up in the semifinals. We will then follow whichever match does not involve Trinity. That's
correct.
How we'll work that as far as the crews go. And you can catch all the Washington County action on WJPA AM and online at WJPA.com. We will have the opposite bout, the one that is not a Washington County bout, just on online only on WJPA.com, and we are providing the audio for the video that is produced by Flow Wrestling and NFHS Network. Today's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network has been presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years, by Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Again, we'll be back with you for the 3A semifinals coming up. Scheduled start time of 1:30 back here at Peters Township in the AHN Arena. Our final here in the consolation, Quaker Valley wins it by a score of 42-28 over the Mount Pleasant Vikings. For Bobby Fox, I'm Jason Tennant. This has been a production of the WJPA Sports Network.